This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. With the start of school just a few weeks away, it's time for back-to-school shopping. Usually that means getting new clothes, backpacks, notebooks, and pencils. But there are some big changes this year in what parents are buying as students prepare to learn remotely because of the coronavirus. For more, we turn now to Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, Bizworthy. Tony, you spoke with a national retail consultant who's based in Charlotte about the shift in spending this back-to-school season. What did you find out?
Right, Marshall. You know, usually, like you mentioned, it's back-to-school means people going to the malls, getting new shoes, sneakers for the kids, backpacks, binders. A lot of that spending has shifted online, and it's not going as much toward clothes as it is towards electronics and as it is toward tutoring and educational services. So there's really this big shift, and ordinarily you'd see big retail purchases in clothing this time of year. It's really kind of moving in a different direction.
Are tutoring businesses about to take off?
Oh, I think so, definitely. I mean, you know, since CMS came out last week and said that students are pretty much not going to be in class, that a lot of parents are pretty concerned about that, and they're looking to hire tutors. You see all the Facebook groups in town sort of lit up with people looking for tutors and people looking, you know, for teachers to hire to either help with the virtual learning or to sort of supplement what's going to be going on with the virtual learning. So that's definitely, I think, a big spending category. You know, one of the things that was a little bit surprising, you know, Marshall, about this was that a lot of the spending, the back-to-school spending by parents has pretty much held up, that a lot of it is not going away. You know, a lot of times you would think during a recession or during an economic downturn, you're going to see a decrease in spending, but the back-to-school spending has pretty much stayed steady. It's just where that money is being spent has shifted.
In a joint proclamation, Mecklenburg County, Charlotte, Davidson, Pineville, Matthews, and Mint Hill have banned restaurants that serve food and alcohol from serving on site after 11 p.m. in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. Do restaurants stay open that late anyway?
Well, some of them do. You know, Marshall, a lot of them close their kitchens at 10 or 11. You know, this new regulation coming out from the county and a lot of the towns and Charlotte is really aimed at a very specific subset of restaurants that basically convert to bars after 11 o'clock. And they're worried about young people kind of coming in and crowding in after 11 and drinking. So that doesn't really affect all that many restaurants. It doesn't really affect the breweries, which pretty much all the breweries close around 10 or 11 anyway. But it's just a certain number of restaurants that basically kind of convert to bars late night. And so they're worried about the spread of the coronavirus and too many people congregating in these restaurants.
Now, this change does not affect restaurants in Huntersville and Cornelius. Why is that?
Well, in order for the county to put through these new regulations, they need the assent of the towns. And so Huntersville and Cornelius did not agree to go along with it. They say that the governor's regulations, as they're out there right now, that those seem to be working fine. As a practical matter, I don't know how many places in Huntersville and Cornelius are open after 11 anyway, Marshall.
And finally, how long is this change going to last?
It's a proclamation that goes through August 7th. Now, it's always subject to renewal. I think it's going to depend a little bit on, you know, where the numbers are in terms of the number of cases and the number of hospitalizations, that sort of thing. They're constantly reevaluating these regulations and trying to see, you know, what they can do to help stop the spread of the virus.
More businesses are now requiring masks. Requirements went into effect this week for customers of Harris Teeter, Home Depot, Walmart, and CVS, to name a few. There's been a statewide mask requirement in effect in North Carolina for about a month now, so why haven't these businesses been enforcing it?
Well, it's a little tricky for businesses because a lot of them do not want to be in the business of confronting these customers. You've seen incidents in other areas of the country where things have gotten pretty ugly. And, you know, part of it is if you're a customer and you go in and you're not wearing a mask, that can be okay. If you have a medical condition, there are some exceptions to actually wearing the mask. So businesses a lot of times don't want to be in that position of having to adjudicate whether their customer has a certain medical condition that allows them to have an exemption. So it can be a little uncomfortable for businesses. Now, I mean, the governor did come out this week and said, hey, listen, you know, if you're not going to wear a mask, you shouldn't go into these stores. Do takeout, order online. You have other options. So, you know, it can be a tricky thing for businesses.
Yeah, but for some of these businesses, as you said, who don't want to be confrontational, what are they going to do now that they've implemented these requirements?
I think that if you look closely at those requirements, they are they say that that's the rule. I don't know that how many of them are actually calling out customers who don't come in with masks. So, I mean, every place is handling it differently. Some are handing out masks. Some say you need to bring your own masks. Maybe there are some that are turning people away, but you know, it can be very tricky.
Well, I want to end on a non-coronavirus note. I'm hearing that there is a Krispy Kreme vending machine coming to Charlotte. What can you tell me about that?
Right, Marshall. Charlotte Agenda reported this week that the Krispy Kreme office in South End, that the test kitchen associated with that is going to be opening soon. And part of that test kitchen includes a vending machine. People can just go up, put money in, and try some of the different kinds of donuts that they're devising there in South End.
What are they going to think of next? Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.